in all of our conversations, there's been this word that's been thrown around here and there, and I'm sure you guys are wondering what it means. That word is senolytics.
What is a senescent cell?
A senescent cell is essentially a cell that stopped dividing by a variety of reasons. This concept was actually coined in the 1960s. Cells have like in them some kind of a trigger that stops cell division. The problem is that senescent cells don't just sit there. They release a bunch of proteins, including growth factors and pro-inflammatory cytokines. That it means that they attract and trigger cells of the immune system. And they have deleterious effects. It turns out that some of these senescent cells, some of these proteins produced by these cells may actually help tissue repair. But the majority, or that's the current conception, the majority of these effects are bad for the body. They show that by removing genetically senescent cells in mice, they had a great effect in just the overall frailty and like health of the mice. The fur looked better, the tissues looked better. This is like removing with 100% selectivity and 100% efficacy. Senescent cells have an upregulation of anti-apoptotic mechanisms. They are resistant to normal inducers of apoptosis. So the premise was like, if we inhibit the auto-apoptosis mechanisms, senescent cells rely on these mechanisms, senescent cells will preferentially die. The problem is that normal cells also have anti-apoptotic mechanisms. Even if they are less dependent on them, it might affect normal cells. And it's the same principle with cancer therapy. As a matter of fact, some of the first senolytics were actually also drugs used to treat cancers. And what do you guys think was the first disease that was targeted in senescent cells?
Cancer?
No, I think that's too far ahead. Maybe they started with something small like cholesterol buildup.
No, it's with pulmonary fibrosis.